Good morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the Mid-Morning Commodity Market Report. Say, have you purchased your all-day agricultural outlook tickets yet? Time is running out. The calendar is going to turn to March in just a week, and then another week, and then we'll be there at the Beef House in Covington, Indiana on March the 10th. And we don't want you to miss out. Perhaps you've been thinking about it but have put it off. Well, now would be a great time to get your ticket. You can do it by calling 217-333-7300, or you can go on our website, our agricultural website at willag.org, and there on the homepage is a link to purchase your ticket as well. We have a great program planned for you. It is a WASDE reporting day. I think that's the first time that's happened in the 10 or 12 years I've sat in this chair, but it is a WASDE reporting day, so we'll have a lot to say about that on that particular day with our analysts. Cash grain reports, we'll have soybean and corn. We'll talk about livestock with Chris Hurt. Murray Wise will take us through land values in 2015. Sue Martin will come along for a presentation. So it's a great day, Beef House lunch and Continental Beef House breakfast, all for $25. Seems like a pretty decent deal to me. 217-333-7300. I hope to see you there. Let's see how futures are trading. Hard red winter March wheat is 533¾, up 1/2. March 509¼, down 1. March corn 380½, down 4¾. July 396¼, down 4¼. December's 412, down 4¼. March soybeans 999¾, up 1/2. July 1006, down 3/4. November 979, down 1. March soybean meal, $3.46.50, down $1. March soybean oil, $31.13, down $35. February live cattle, $156.70, unchanged. March feeders are $198.80, down $37.50. And April lean hogs are $69.40. They're up $2. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Kurt Kimmel of Bates Commodities. He is in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Kurt.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, the soybean market started on a firmer tone, but except for the nearbys, have turned negative. What did it do? Get warmer between last hour and this hour?
Well, that's a good question. Nah, it's just basically treading water here. We've been both sides of unchanged. It seems like the trade's wanting to bull spread it here a little bit. Give support to the front end, resistance to the back. You know, weather-wise, we've been cold. There's been an increase in feed demand here short-term, but the trade continues to, you know, watch the southern hemisphere, see if there's some harvest delays or export slowdown, dock strike, truck strike, or whatever. That's going to be watched fairly closely, see how fast those beans come out of the southern hemisphere. Then once that gets comfortable, then they'll watch to see if we see some cancellations from Asia or not. But for the most part, world bean demand remains somewhat strong. But the concern as we look forward here, plugging in the all prospective plantings, intentions, numbers, and yield and demand, we're going to be awash with beans throughout the world here as we go through the calendar year of 2015.
We haven't yet seen serious hedge pressure on soybeans from the southern hemisphere, have we?
Well, not particularly. You know, what we've seen is Asia's booked some ahead. You know, that's already locked in. As far as actual hedge pressure itself, I think the producers in the southern hemisphere are going to be kind of slow to sell. They seem to want to be strong holders here. You know, for a period of time. So, you know, we're getting more active harvest activity here as we get into March. There could be a day or two there where, you know, we can see a little bit more activity hedge pressure-wise if the market cooperates with them.
What's your take today on the corn market?
Well, we're kind of back down to the lower end of the trading range here over the last week or so. I think they're selling the corn and buying the beans on the spread, working that spread. They've been doing that for the last year and a half, kind of hedging their bet, for say. Corn-wise, just seems to be a lot of corn out there. Guys seem to have sold the beans and held on to the corn. Ideas are here as we warm up going into spring, you know, we could maybe see corn move a little bit more freely here as we get into that time window. Producers continue to watch the average cash price. I think we're around this 416 area on December futures to give them a benchmark to go off of for crop insurance revenue programs here. This kind of sort of treading water here, moving sideways, seems like the trade likes running it up for a few days and running it down for a few days and take a little out of the middle.
416 on the corn and 980, I believe, on the soybeans at this point. With the market doing not a whole lot today, maybe not a whole lot this week, those could be pretty much close to the averages for the month. What does that suggest moving forward?
Well, those numbers are going to indicate, you know, a tight cash flow situation for most producers. You know, it'd be nice to have, you know, some higher prices, but we'll have to deal with what we have to work with in through here. The key, though, is that there's still probably some more downside risk if we go through the growing season and have favorable weather. So don't be one to get caught having to sell here later on in the summer or next fall at some lower level. So it comes into a cash management situation for producers, you know, trying to preserve working capital and doing what's best to leverage your operation to get through this next marketing year. Weather's going to be the main culprit here as we get into spring and summer. That may offer some opportunities to have some higher prices, but when you look forward and you have weather concerns, that means we're going to have to plug in a lower yield number. So it's going to be a fine balancing act here as we go through this 2015 growing season.
Harvest being late last year means that probably a number of producers didn't get as much field work done in the fall as they would have normally got done, which means also that they have more open opportunity this spring to make decisions and shift acres around a little bit, yes or no?
Well, spring weather is going to be critical, yes. You know, we have favorable spring weather. You know, they'll get right on it and get her done, for say. They've got lights on tractors now, and they can pretty well work at night anymore, so they'll get caught up if the weather cooperates. Main thing on the fall weather, not getting caught up on field work, is probably going to affect the wheat market more than anything here, especially soft red winter wheat. Just the wheat acres did not get in. You know, if we have some type of winter kill here this spring here, it could put the soft red wheat supply-demand balance sheet a little tighter. It's not going to be a bullish thing by all means, just due to the fact we have ample U.S. supplies as a whole, all wheat sectors, that is, and we have ample world supplies, coupled with we're probably we are the highest-priced wheat market in the world. I know Egypt and some countries have had some money to buy wheat with, and they're not even wanting to take free wheat from us. So it's a situation where, you know, this wheat market might be something to watch here as we move down the road.
Anything else before we let you go today?
Well, the market's just kind of a holding pattern here. I think it's kind of important to put together some type of game plan as we go in the spring and through here. Hate to wake up here this fall and not have a whole lot priced.
Thank you very much, Kurt.
All right, take care, Dave.
Kurt Kimmel of Bates Commodities, and he is in Normal, Illinois. Current tick in the marketplace, hard red winter March wheat, 533 down a quarter, soft March, 508 down 2 1/4. March corn, 381 down 4 1/4. July, 396.5 down 4. December, 412 1/4 down 4. March soybeans, $10.25, now a half up 1 1/4. July, 10.07¼ up a half. November, 9.80 unchanged. March soybean meal, 347.20 down 30. March soybean oil, 31.13 down 35. April lean hogs, 68.97½. They're up 157½. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.